As the Bay Area tech boom pushes rents higher and higher, big industrial spaces are quickly becoming unaffordable for artists. That's what makes American Steel Studios in West Oakland so unusual. It's become a magnet for all types of artists, sculptors, woodworkers, and especially metalworkers. Reporter Eric Newman paid a visit and brings us this audio postcard.
I'm standing inside an exhibit made by local artist Nick Dong. He calls it the Enlightenment Room. It's a rectangular room the size of a big closet. It's dark inside, and you can barely see the tiny white tiles covering the walls. At one end is a single seat. I sit down. A bright light shines down on my face, and the sound of people chanting gets louder and louder. I sit still for a moment, and then walk out of the room.
You don't have to go to church. You don't have to practice meditation. You can just be in that room. And that room will help you transcend your mind.
The exhibit just came back from Washington, D.C., where it was featured at the Smithsonian Institute's Renwick Gallery. When I left, I didn't quite feel enlightened, but I did feel different. We walked through the massive building to his personal studio. Dong's also a metalworker, and he's hammering a piece of copper for a wall hanging he's making.
When the metal gets hammered, it gets hardened. And it gets less malleable. At that time, we can use torch to heat the metal up. So the metal will go back to its really sort of soft and malleable state.
I walk into a cavernous part of the building. People weld giant sculptures and big trucks drive through. That's where I meet artist Rebecca Anders. She's been at American Steel since 2007.
My training is in metalwork. Sometimes I work in recycled tire, or right now I'm doing some fabric work. I like to think everything's a potential material.
She shows me one of her projects called the Horse Car. It looks like a big covered wagon, and coming out of the front is a life-size model of a horse's head made out of tires. And it looks surprisingly real.
We built this art car for Burning Man a few years ago. It's got a steel tube frame, and it actually has flame effects shooting out of the nose, which obviously aren't lit right now.
Anders says San Francisco, across the bay, isn't really an option these days for artists like her who need industrial workspaces.
What inspired me to make this happen was the people that started showing up needing a space like this.
American Steel Studios founder Karen Cusolito first rented part of the building in 2005 to build a 30-foot-tall sculpture. Over time, more and more people asked her about the space, and in 2009, she signed a lease on the whole building. Today, about 170 artists use it to produce commercial and public work that can be seen around California and beyond.
These people have amazing skill sets. They have amazing vision and creativity.
And Cusolito says having workspaces like this are what allows the Bay Area to foster the creativity it's known for. For the California Report, I'm Eric Newman in Oakland.